Hi. So today I want to talk about the power of being in the present moment. I want to discuss Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment, and what impacted me from that book. So the whole idea of the power of now is basically that you can't live in the past and you can't live in the future. You can only live right now in this moment. And I think a lot of us tend to live in the past, and some of us in the past and the future. That was totally me a while ago. I was always feeling guilt about the past or regrets about the past, thinking if I had done this differently, I would be in a different spot right now, or looking toward the future. This is my dream. This is what I want to happen 3 months from now or 6 months from now, but never actually planning or doing anything, just assuming that the universe would bring it to me as I sat around and didn't do anything about it. I'll talk about the past first. So a lot of people, including myself, have had, and you know, regrets about decisions that we have made, things we've done or said, shame, guilt. I mean, maybe we were bullied in the past or had a relationship that was abusive, or it could be anything, even from childhood. Maybe as a child, you stole a toy from somebody. And I mean, it can stick with you. These things can stick with you. And if you keep dwelling on them, it will just, you won't be happy. You need to learn to forgive yourself and forgive others and move on. I mean, it's not 2001 anymore. You're not the same person. They're not the same person. You need to just try to be in the present moment. Like, you can learn lessons from the past, and you can definitely apply those lessons to things that come up today, but you can't live there. When it comes to the future, you know, it's great to have dreams and vision boards and all this stuff, but in the end, you can't live there either. You can't make it happen in the future. I mean, you can, but it would still be farther in the future. The only time you can actually create your future is right now, in this moment, by taking action right now. Little steps toward what you want to happen, then you can bring about what you desire. And all of that ties in with, you know, the universal laws. It's the law of attraction. Everybody talks about the law of attraction, but they never talk about its partner, which is the law of inspired action. If you want to attract something to you, yes, you need to vibrate with it, want it, focus on it, but you also need to take action toward the thing that you desire. If you want a new job, you have to look for a job. It's not going to come to you if you don't look, if you don't let people know that you're looking for a job. If you want a new relationship, it's not going to come to you while you're just sitting on the couch watching TV. You have to get out and meet people. You know, now the power of now is very powerful. As long as you're not dwelling on the past or living in the future, and you're enjoying the present moment, making the most of each moment, then you can live a, you know, fulfilled life. You can make things happen for you. You can improve the quality of your life and stop beating yourself up over things that have happened in the past, and just be who you are right now. And on that note, I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back. Make that other person part of our identity. So we're no longer just Laura or a receptionist or whatever the job may be, mother. We're also, you know, John's wife or Bob's girlfriend or whatever the case may be. That becomes a part of our identity. And the problem with that is that we are trying to place our identity outside of ourselves. And that's all fine in the beginning when everything is euphoric and everything's going well. But the problem with that is that once all that's over with and the other person does or says something that doesn't fit in with your sense of self, it causes a lot of problems. It can cause, you know, breakups, it can cause violence, it can cause depression, just the fear of losing that person and losing part of your identity. The opposite of love is hate. And that's why a lot of relationships turn from love to hate very quickly. They kind of sometimes can go through these cycles of love and hate for months or even years. And where they give you as much pain as they give you pleasure. And eventually, it becomes more intense and the relationship crumbles. You know, there's like almost an addiction, a neediness, or like a clinging feeling that you don't want to lose this person, but it just leads to thoughts of jealousy, possessiveness, and manipulation. Trying to change the other person because you don't feel they fit in exactly the way you want them to. While there is the opposing forces of love and hate, there is also true love. So there's still some hope. But true love, or what I would call unconditional love, is not what's in most relationships. So to have unconditional love or true love, what you would need to do is, first of all, forgive yourself and love yourself and stop judging yourself. And then stop judging your partner, your husband, your wife. There can be no judgment. You have to love that person exactly as they are and not want to change who they are. If you can truly love yourself and truly love the other person the way that they are, then you can have a truly loving relationship that will last forever. Loving is not something outside of yourself. Love is a way of being. It's a state of being yourself and just accepting who you are and accepting who other people are. That's your sacred wisdom for today. This is Laura signing off, and I'll talk to you again soon.